Tony looked around his hospital room unhappily. It was his second day there. It was a big room, and he was all alone in it. The door opened, and Liz Davis came in. Liz, thank God you've come. When are they going to let me out of here? He asked loudly. When they know you're all right. They have to examine you very carefully. All sorts of things happen to people who have accidents like yours, she answered. But Liz, I tell you, it wasn't an accident. I was pushed in front of that train. I don't know who did it because I didn't see him, but I was pushed. Tony wanted to say more, but he could see that his boss didn't really believe him. He wondered where Tan Lin was. I hope she comes soon. She'll understand what I'm talking about, he thought. Suddenly, he noticed something strange about Liz. She had a yellow dress on. I've never seen you in a yellow dress before, Liz. I thought you didn't like yellow, he said. The color went very badly with her red hair. Liz didn't answer. Is that a new dress you're wearing? He asked more loudly. But she still didn't answer. She had a box in her hands. She began to unwrap it. I've brought you a gift. I hope you'll like it, Tony, she said slowly. Tony stared at the box. It was a box of chocolates. But Tony hated chocolates. He never ate them, and Liz knew that very well. For a moment, he wondered if it was some kind of joke. But it wasn't. Here, have one. You'll feel much better if you do. Chocolate gives you energy, you know. It's good for you, she said. Tony stared at her. She came closer with the chocolate. Well, thanks a lot, Liz. But I'll eat them later, if you don't mind, he answered. But she shook her head. No, Tony. You must eat them now. But I'm not really very hungry, Liz. She stared at him strangely. It's good for you, she repeated slowly. She spoke almost like a parrot. She tried to push the chocolate into his mouth. No, Liz, I don't want it, Tony said. He could taste some of the chocolate on his lips. And the taste wasn't sweet at all, but bitter. Suddenly, Liz gripped him. It was a grip of steel. She forced him down in the bed and stood over him with the chocolate. I disagree, Tony. You want this chocolate, and you will eat it. And all the other chocolates in the box. You will eat the chocolate now, quickly. Tony looked into Liz's eyes. There was a cold, terrible look in them. My God, perhaps I'm dreaming. Perhaps it's all a terrible nightmare, he thought.